government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
We're back on the alternative media, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I do appreciate those comments, John. This is the best audience. Support RBN. Support the work of John Stattmiller and the great staff that makes all of this happen. I try to say that every week. It's a great audience. They are educated. A lot of them's educated themselves. They're like me. They've learned from other broadcasters and from reading articles that you've wrote and other people, and all of us together. You know, this is how we learn. These are the tools that we have, and support Republic Broadcasting. Dave in Nevada, you've been patiently holding. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Good, Baron. Good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. Couple of things. First, I think it's too late for this country, and I think it's already gone. And I think it's been too late for quite some time, but that's my personal opinion. And I think that the good and honorable men that one of the previous callers was talking about, they're just getting ready because they know this fact, number one. Number two is if Donald Trump actually gets into office, I don't think he realizes what he's coming up against. And I think there's a little bit of hubris involved with Donald Trump if he wins. And I do think that he does have some good intentions, but I don't think he's really cognizant of what he's going to be going up against if he becomes president. Or he might already be cognizant of it because of threats to his family and to his life. But I don't know. The third point I wanted to address is that there was a statement that your guest was making about how these people, the Klan or this tribe, has been involved with all of these revolutions in Europe and in Russia. But what people always seem to omit is their involvement with the American Revolution. And people seem to be afraid of admitting that there was a very strong faction of these people that was involved with the founding of this country, especially if you read the records of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. There was something called the Great Synagogue of Philadelphia that people don't really talk about either. And people also don't like to really delve into the inner workings of Benjamin Franklin. So those are just a few things that I wanted to mention at this point.
They are very good suggestions, because the actual history of that period is really shrouded in all this propaganda that you have to really persevere to get through to Patrick Henry and other valuable people who really were shortchanged by the final creation of what the federal government turned out to be.
When you right. Ben Franklin, are you referring to like the Hellfire Club or his comments on Jews, or what in particular?
No, I'm saying Benjamin Franklin was a Jew. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'd never heard that before.
I've never heard it, but how could I be surprised?
He was Sephardic. He was a Sephardic Jew. That's not, I don't know if that's common or uncommon knowledge, but it's not new to me.
No, that's not common knowledge.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've known that for a while. If you read Jewish literature and scholars, they all talk about Benjamin Franklin. Uh-huh. He's Sephardic.
I thought he was the one that was promoting keeping the Jews out.
Of course he was, because he's playing both sides. They're very good at using this alternative propaganda. A lot of people do that. It's a very effective tool to use by acting anti-Semitic when you're part of the system. Because back in the day, people had they were more educated about this stuff, and they had to put out this propaganda that they were anti-Semitic or they were anti-Jewish, especially if you're Jewish. There was a very strong understanding of the Jewish culture at that point. People were a lot smarter back then. Let's just put it that way.
They were more Jew-wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what people need to understand about, there's another thing that people need to understand about Benjamin Franklin. He was a member of the Grand Orient Lodge of France. The Grand Orient Lodge of France is the major working force behind worldwide communism. I've studied this stuff for a long time.
Those are interesting facts for sure.
They're facts. I'm not. No one can dispute me on this stuff. I know more about this stuff than anyone.
Oh, that's good. Spread the good cheer.
Yeah, you're breaking some new ground for me. So I'm not saying I doubt you because you've called him before. I'm just saying I wasn't aware. I've never ever heard that before. So that's interesting.
It is.
Well, I don't bring it out because not too many people know about it, and so it's hard for me to even talk about it because it's difficult. It's first of all, it's difficult for people to swallow.
Well, you're doing a good job, and you should call around to other radio stations and do little plug-ins like that because it's good to spread these facts around.
Okay. Well, I'm just bringing it out because the reason why I'm bringing it out is because there is this thing that I called founding fathers worship, which means that people turn a blind eye to the founders because in every country there are founders, and they're taught the noble lie about their founders.
Yeah, they're going to freak out. Yeah.
That's why I'm bringing this issue up. But anyways, I'll let you go, Frank, because you got other callers.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Interesting, as always. Thank you. Sovereign Man. Then we got Sean in California, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join us. How you doing tonight? Thanks for holding.
Oh, thanks. Actually, I called in, and something wacky happened with the phones. But, by the way, I dropped a link. It was 1952 on that book, The Nameless War. I dropped a link into the alternative media chat room.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to plug that. It's the alternative media at chattango.com.
I've been reading it online, but somebody gave me a hardcover of it the other day, and I like to read it more carefully because online you wind up scanning.
Yeah, you can search archive.org. It's there. Yeah. Hallelujah for archive.org. We still have that.
No, I got my phone.
Yeah, we can point the finger, you know, but it doesn't stop with just the Jews, okay? Because around the Jews, there's ancillary people. I mean, when the largest street gang in America grabbed me, it wasn't a Jew that grabbed me, okay? It was a Caucasian white man,
right?
Okay. Okay, so let's put it like it is. They are Luciferian. Scripture says they are of their father, the devil, of the synagogue of Satan.
Yes,
they're Luciferian, Kabbalistic, whatever you want to call them. They're the evil doers that are on the earth. Okay, simple as that. Now we can talk about who's doing it. We already know their names. We already know who they are. We know where they live. We know who their families are. Let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about enforcement, apprehension, trial, execution. That's what I'm talking about. The reason why they went after Ed and Elaine Brown was not the tax issue. It was because he headed up an organization called the Constitutional Rangers, and I don't hang the Constitution up like a flag or any of that stuff. Okay, I know how this country was formed, and I know why it was formed. Okay, a lot of people don't know that America is in essence the land of Lucifer, and that's what it was formed for. It was formed to do what it's doing right now.
What do you think, Aaron?
I don't know. I've never heard it put quite that way. I don't know that I believe it was formed to ultimately do what it's doing right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm willing to listen.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy. I believe his name was. Hold on, let me see if I can put those two brain cells together. He did Ralph Epperson. He did a presentation called the America. The Secret Destiny of America, or America's Secret Destiny. And in that, he talks about Amoratius, which is linked. It's actually a pagan deity that the Mexicans used to worship, and it's linked to Lucifer, the sun deity. not a Mario Vespucci, as we've been told.
He used to be on Hour of the Time with Bill Cooper before he was assassinated by the Apache County Sheriff's Department. That's what I remember about Ralph Elperson. But I thought Secret Destiny of America was written by Manly P. Hall.
It is. It is a book by Manly P. Hall. And Manly P. Hall was the go-to guy for, you know, he was like one of the go-to guys within that organization. But this organization, you know, I mean, you can talk about the Freemasons, we can talk about the Mormons, we can talk about Jehovah's Witnesses, we can talk about all these societies. But they're all interlinked. And they serve their father, the devil. And some of them are very moral people to a certain degree. But the ones that are at the higher level, the ones that are above that 32nd degree, they're the ones that are ready to do the abominable thing.
Okay.
What do you think, John, on these secret societies, Rosicrucians, Masons? We could go down a whole big long list. They are interlinked, and they are worshiping a evil god, although they try to cloak that. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't think it's important to know about them too much. I don't really think they're behind the events of the world. I think they are puppets in the game, and they are definitely subservient to the bankers.
Yeah, ultimately, the bankster gangsters, they do control the purse strings. For sure.
Everything. And they're all Jewish. Well, that's what we got.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Sean in California.
Hello, Farron. John Kaminsky.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. My first name is John, J-O-H-N. I just had trouble getting through the producer on that, too. No matter, though. You guys got a great show tonight, and getting back to the Sandy Hook event or non-event or however you choose to call it, one of the things that by the way, John Kaminsky, I heard you on the Robert Raybould show right around Memorial Day, and you were great then. I thought then too. Right. So anyway,
and Robert's great too. Robert is great. I like Robert Raybould. Go ahead.
And no offense to you, Farron. You know, he's almost as good as you are. You know. Anyway. You know, everyone that thinks the Sandy Hook thing is a false flag. You know, there's so many things that are just not quite right about it. There's not one glaring thing in my mind. Although some of the things that John mentioned are pretty glaring, the emergency vehicles or lack of the same, but I remember when the police report finally came out. You know, the 7,000 pages or 10,000 pages or whatever it was, and I was trying to thumb through all that, and I didn't even see any names of the victims in the police report,
right?
And for a long time, people were wondering, well, can we get a coroner's death report? No, you couldn't, and then it was maybe a year later or so, then all of a sudden you could. And I'm not sure what happened there, but you know, your previous caller Greg noted he seemed to be tiptoeing around the whole issue. Who the talk show host was, Deanna Spingola. Well, she's been on this kick for you know, since almost the very beginning, and she was following Michael Collins Piper. Yeah. He also was on that, and both of them surprised me. You know, they didn't believe it. But they came out so strongly that anyone who did say anything against it was just a whacked out conspiracy theorist.
Right.
That kind of notion. And then I'm thumbing through all the police report stuff, and that was in August, I think, of the year after. And then in September, next thing I'm hearing is that they're bulldozing the school. Right. And then on top of that, not just bulldozing the school, but the demolition contractor had to sign a confidentiality agreement that he and his employees would not tell anyone else what they saw or what they didn't see. I mean, again, it's not a causation, but it sure is a strong correlation that there's something that's not quite right. I just don't get it.
Well, I don't think they sent the steel to China, but they they definitely kept the whole thing under wraps. And it's implausible that a kid that puny could handle the weaponry that they ascribed to his so-called atrocity. The time frame in which he is said to have delivered the bullets is ridiculous. It's like a SWAT team couldn't have accomplished it. The fact that there weren't bloody children carted out of that place. When did that happen? Where did they go? They didn't go to the local hospitals. Can you imagine that?
That's very significant. That's very significant. Yeah.
So, and that's why the Halbig, I think, was providing a tremendous public service and doing what needed to be done by walking up there and saying, what the hell are you guys talking about? Answer all these questions. And they stonewalled them, just like 9/11. You know, it was done by the same company. And Fetzer jumped in, and he stirred it up, but they were acting with the best motivation, conscientious acts of journalism, which we don't see too much of these days. So I'm not privy to how that finally shook out, but I think Halbig should have a high reputation for opening up what was really an obvious subject because of the initial suspicious nature of the presentation. The cops saying they were going to arrest people who had alternative versions of what they were saying. This is almost like the new law that has been passed in France that got Daryl Bradford Smith to close his website up because if you disagree with what the government is saying, you're committing a crime and they'll come and arrest you.
And, you know, it is a scary precedent. I'd like to get your thoughts on how soon we'll see more of this in America. But, I mean, there are people locked up now in Germany, France, Great Britain for denying the Holocaust, and Canada denying the Holocaust, or, you know, just criticizing the Jewish agenda. I mean, this is Orwellian, and I think our freedom of speech on the Internet is definitely in question in the next a couple of years. I mean, they're going, especially a Hillary Clinton presidency, they are going to eliminate the very best they can people having the opportunity to put on broadcasts like this and others and write articles like you do. They're going to come after this in America. People think it won't happen, but it absolutely will.
Gotta have to use it every day so it doesn't disappear.
That's right. That is right. That is right. Anything else that you would like to add, John?
I can't dispute anything you're saying, and unfortunately, it's very depressing to me. From the time I get up in the morning to the time I go to bed at night, no matter where I go, to a restaurant, bar, go to a grocery store, I wear a button on the left side of my shirt that says the official 9/11 story is a big lie. And I'm a member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Oh, excellent.
And that's one issue, but it's just one of many. And as one of your previous callers
it's like
noted,
36 of them.
if we don't get the banking system straight, the Federal Reserve fiat money system straight, along with the IRS, we still won't get our country back. So it's going to be more than just running out, you know, and shooting people that have blue helmets on in the streets. And I don't know what the answer is. I really don't know. And again, I think you're right, John. We just have to exercise the rights we have, otherwise we don't have them. You know. So
And I think what needs to happen is keep pushing the 9/11 thing, because that is like a boil that needs to be burst, and all of the poison Republicans inside there need to be flushed out.
Absolutely, you know that.
Absolutely. We're coming up on the break. We're going to come back with Mark in Philly. 1-800-3.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye. Good morning.
We'll be right back. My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by John Kaminsky, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to mention, while we're throwing around names of books, The Secret Behind Communism by David Duke. If you've never read that, that is a very, very good book. And I wanted to tell John Kaminsky that when 9/11 happened, I had a video, I had a VHS recorder, and I recorded the news all day. I was already, you know, a conspiracy factualist. And it wasn't till the next day that I watched my tape and I saw World Trade Center 7 fall. So I made my own little VHS tape, and I made copies, and I went around, you know, showing Flight 93 and showing, you know, trying to show my family. And I was amazed. I was completely amazed that people would reject. They all rejected it. No one. I mean, some said, well, that is a little strange. Seeing World Trade Center 7, the very week that all this, but they were so, they all succumb to the nonstop propaganda. And actually, I was practically exiled by my very own friends and family as a complete nut for even daring to question the official version of the fact we were attacked by terror. So I was kind of proud to say I was a 9/11 truther on 9/12, but it didn't get anywhere. And then, you know, the documentary films come, like 9/11, The Illusion was one of the first ones. And I started passing them out, but it was a real window of insight into, for me personally, how people could reject irrefutable proof put in front of them that made absolutely, made no sense out of the official narrative, but yet they rejected it. And I'm talking about 100% in that time frame, September, October, November, when I was doing this in 2001, no one believed it. No one. So I wanted to share that. And we've got Mark in Philly, Frank in North Carolina, and Robert in Missouri coming up. Mark, go ahead. Thanks for holding, Mark.
Thank you, Farron, and thank you, John. I really, really appreciate it because you're asking some very, very keen questions between the two of you. But something else important is that you're receiving others' perspectives and others' questions, and you're not just dissing them and cutting them off and discounting or disregarding what they're saying. Because as new information comes in, we could all be in error, really. What I'd like to say is that, there's a lot of things going around about, the problem that we're having is it's the color brown, it's the color red, it's the color yellow, it's the color, the blue helmets or whatever. I say the problem we're having here is it's artificial green, okay? The money that we have in our pockets and in our purse and in our bank accounts, we think we own it because we possess it. Well, you might want to guess again. We do not our money, okay? And that is the taproot. To me, that's the taproot. That's how they're able to orchestrate all these lies, all these schemes, scams, how they've been able to fund whatever they want to do, which most of it's, a lot of it's bad stuff, but it benefits them. It's bad for us and good for them. So the analogy I'd like to give, I don't know if you guys have ever had any experience with, like in your home, with termites. But, I never had experience until a couple of years ago with termites, okay? And when I discovered them, I couldn't believe that they were there because I had just torn into this part of the house just a few months, like 3 months before this, and then I closed it back up, and then I had to reinvestigate that area for moisture. And when I opened it up, it was incredible how much damage termites had done to that little area in the home, right? So now I didn't see any termites, okay? So I could you assume, well, they're okay, I'll just solve the problem that the damage they've done and they're gone. No, they're not gone. Well, they're temporarily gone. They go back into their nest in the ground because they can't see. They feed in the dark. They love the dark, okay? And dark, warm places. So anyway, the analogy I have here for what we're going through is our whole house, our whole structure has been invaded by termites, and many, many people can't see it because on the surface everything looks fine. So what do we do about these termites? So we just let them go back into the ground or deny that they're not here because we don't see the evidence of them on the surface, so they're not here, obviously, right? Well, what do we do? How do we exterminate the termites? That's my question. And I'll go off here, guys. Thank you.
Other side of the break, and then we got Frank and Robert coming up. Stay with me. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2000. 2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
The question, John, was by Mark in Philly, how do we stop the parasites? We had a little technical difficulty there for a minute.
Oh, okay.
How do we stop the parasite?
Yeah. So did I just hear something about termites? Yeah, you just told me a story about termites, right?
Yeah. Mark told you a story about termites. He said, how do we stop the termites, I believe was the exact question.
Yeah. Well, we have to find out a way to asphyxiate them to make it not healthy for them to be here. And I don't know that we're up to doing that. We've been conquered by them. They've been captured by the control of our compulsions and our addictions and other sinful things, actually, where they have enraptured the entire world with cities full of casinos. And wouldn't it be appropriate to today for our potential savior as president would be a casino owner? That's how bad the situation is.
Well, you know, what would you say the percentage is of the American population? They're supposed to, 325 million or something, that even knows who the enemy really is? Tiny 5% or less, would you say, John?
Tiny percentage.
And until you know who the enemy is, it's a gosh darn hard enemy to defeat. I mean, when you don't know where it's coming from, and I know for a fact, here in the area I live in, the people do not know where it's coming from. Let's go ahead and bring Frank on. Frank, how you doing? And we got Robert in Missouri, Mike in North Carolina coming up. Frank.
Yeah, guys. Thanks. I think the termite analogy is very, very good. I've used that for years myself, and I know Mark, and I think I brought that up to him a while back, but. The reason I called in was about Sandy Hook. I just had a few thoughts or observations on that, but I have to sympathize with you, Farron, and all you people out there that were awake on 9/11, because I didn't wake up to 9/11 until the very tail end of 2005, and I think about you guys knowing on 9/11 that it was that it was a lie, and that had to be the loneliest place in the world to be. I mean, it's painful to even think about knowing 9/11 was not what we were told it was, and being that guy on 9/11. I know another guy too. He's a painting contractor, and he was painting, and he was listening outside as he was painting the exterior of a customer's house, and he heard about it, and they had told him, if you need anything, you can go in the house, do whatever you want. So he and his partner went in the house and started watching the coverage, and he told him, he said, we got to get out of here. We got to get home. They're going to declare martial law. This was all planned. This was a staged event. I just can't even imagine it. But as far as Sandy Hook, you know, I'm on the fence about a lot of these things, about the exact particulars of what happened and who was involved. But with Sandy Hook, I did hear some of the, when it was still an active, situation. I remember hearing some of the news coverage over the radio. And there were some really strange things that went down. And, you know, like a lot of it, it's always reported as multiple shooters in the beginning. Maybe that's the fog of war that could maybe explain some of that. But it happens in almost every single shooting. That's the first thing I look for. And then within 24 hours, by the next morning, it was a lone gunman. But I think Deanna, and I don't understand why she's so solid on her views on that, because I see holes in everybody. I look at a lot of people and their views on this Sandy Hook thing, and I see holes and weaknesses in every perspective. But, she seems to think that the cover-up was basically to cover up the role of the pharmaceutical companies and the drugs that, like, an Adam Lanza, this lone gunman, was on. And, I think, personally, I suspect he was a clear-eyes, if you want to call it that, patsy. He probably, I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, I've carried weapons like that around for many years, and I have a lot of experience with the M16 rifle and the heavier guns. And it is kind of unlikely. And it's also unlikely that none of those children would have survived, at least for some time. He had a 100% kill ratio with a small caliber weapon, even though it's a high-powered, high-velocity weapon. It just seems unlikely to me that that individual would have been able to kill every single one of those children. But even beyond that, what I found kind of convincing was, I think his name was Robbie Parker. He was one of the fathers of one of the girls that was supposedly slaughtered there. And I think I was pretty convinced by some video that I saw on YouTube that he actually was a professional actor. I mean, I saw him in doing commercial roles. He was a star on Broadway. That just seems very, very suspect to me. And you see that in a lot of this stuff, and a lot of these parents and the people in a lot of these events, the Boston Marathon bombing, Sandy Hook, I mean, they do. Real, they are very suspicious. They do have some very, what I would say, for some very suspicious backgrounds. And I still, I hear people say, well, you know, parents laugh sometimes and they smile, at, or you know, immediately in the hours after they're finding out their children have been slaughtered. And I don't know. I mean, I still find that very, very hard to believe. I really do.
Let's go ahead and bring, and you can stay on too if you'd like, Frank. Let's go ahead and bring Robert on because the time's slipping away, and I'd like Robert to be able to say what's on his mind. Hey, Robert, how you doing? Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Let me just say this. If you're looking at Robbie Parker, everybody needs to look at Serco, the Serpent Corporation, which, I mean, if people aren't listening to my program, I do 3 hours on Sunday nights. My gosh, I went through this stuff with a fine-tooth comb. I mean, and everybody, it seems like it goes in one ear and out the other. Serpent Corporation, Serco, Robbie Parker. I mean, gosh, this stuff is years old. That stuff stinks to high heaven. How about Capstone Event for Sandy Hook, DHS? I mean, if you're still questioning Sandy Hook and you think it's real, you're a straight silly person after all this time. And so we're still talking about it because guess what? There's so many disinformation agents out here running around in our own circles that are muddying the waters. Now, the reason I called in was because I was at Dave in Nevada talking about how he knows everything about the Nine Sisters Lodge, and he's the biggest expert out here on Freemasonry and the Founding Fathers and Founding Fathers worship. Well, guess what? This was disinformation right there on that call, because guess what? The Founding Fathers was one big mixed bag of patriots, individualists, and you had some deep state, like, secret society members. Our Founding Fathers was a mixed bag from the beginning. This was a dualistic system designed from day one of hardcore Christian patriots and some deep secret society members. But if somebody wants to tell me that 21st century Freemasonry is the same thing as 18th century Freemasonry, you're a blithering idiot, okay? The system designed for us by the 18th century Freemasons, and it is a Masonic system, guess what? That's not world communism. These guys, I mean, they designed the Second Amendment right into the Bill of Rights. They were not world communist types. And so people get so caught up in this silly, the Founding Fathers were either evil or they were perfect, and it's neither one. And it's just so silly to hear people call in and say that they are the authority. Nobody else knows more. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. And to hear that crap on RBN, it's just like you're a sick person to think that somehow you are the authority and nobody else out here knows more than you about the Nine Sisters Lodge, the Hellfire Clubs, and everything else. That, hey, I've spent a long time and a lot of years researching things, but I'm never going to tell you that I'm the expert and nobody else knows more than me. I think that's absolutely silly to hear on the air. Everybody has an agenda. And the thing is, it's like this. My mother's an Italian. My father is a Protestant white guy. So I got the best of both worlds, and I'm trying to call everybody on the carpet, whether it's Rome and the Vatican and the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta. These guys, and if you want to say that these guys don't have power in this world, you're a liar, and you are not paying attention. But at the same time, the Jewish Mafia, they penetrated every institution on this planet. And guess what? Rome is a servant now of the Jewish Mafia. And Bergoglio, this present guy that calls himself the Pope, is a perfect example. He is nothing more than a servant of worldwide Jewry, and that's why he's willing to genocide the entire European population of its white majorities with Merkel and all the rest, Hollande and all the rest of these sickos, because the Jew wants white people extinguished from the earth, at least to the point where they don't have control over any country on the planet. And so This thing's big, and there's a lot of players in this game. But, you know, I just wanted to throw all that stuff out there because, you know, Victor Thorne just got is dead. There's a lot of things going on. And I didn't get on the program. I just got off work about 45 minutes ago, and I didn't hear John, who I've interviewed, and John and I talk all the time online. But, you know, there's a lot going on here, and then this is crunch time, and I just wanted to throw that stuff out here because it's an exciting time to be alive, but at the same time, it's a deadly place for all of us out here that are trying to, you know, unscrew our country and our planet. But there's a lot of players in this game, and to say that Freemasonry is some monolithic institution, you really haven't studied it because there's factions. There's far-right individualistic Freemasons, and there's collectivist left-wing Bolshevik Freemasons, and they've been fighting since day one. The same thing inside the Catholic Church. There's basically war within all of our institutions, and if you don't know that, you're not looking at the entire picture. And the Jewish Mafia has penetrated everything, and they control a good portion of things, but people are getting wise, and it lets everybody put our nose to the grindstone, do what we need to do, and fight till the end. And, you know, people talk about blue helmets. Hey, there's going to be blood in these streets. I was riding around the streets of my own city. It's a full-blown implosion. People are reverting back to completely feral behaviors, and it's getting bad. And you better be ready. You better have some rounds. You better be ready to protect your family because this is how evil our existence is right now. And all you people who live in the middle of Wyoming or Idaho or some crap, you don't have a clue. If you live in a city like I do, you'll see this full-blown implosion and the absorption of all these non-whites into all our countries, and this is done by design, and it's going to be time to fight soon, so don't get scared. Be ready, and that's what I wanted to say, Farron. And listen to my program tomorrow night. I got a dedication to Victor Thorne, and I'm going to read a lot of stuff out of his book 9/11 Evil tomorrow night because that was one of the best books. It's a very short book, but holy cow, this guy wrote that thing in 05, 11 years ago, and he was way ahead of the time. And that's the only journalist that's ever asked me for an interview. And Victor was on my program before. And I'm on the American Free Press. That's the one place that has done an interview with me. And so listen to the program tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Central. That's what I wanted to say, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Always enjoy you calling in. You bring a lot of compassion to the table, and I appreciate that. John Kaminsky, your response.
Always love to listen to Robert's show.
Frank, are you still with us?
Anything? All right, no, that's it, man. Just everybody, if you're listening right now, listen tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Central, and I got a lot of stuff to cover, and so I appreciate it, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add, Frank?
Well, it's always exciting to hear Robert in Missouri in the lineup, getting ready to come on any radio show, and I appreciate you having John Kaminsky on. It's been really good, and I do want to say one thing. I've long said that the Achilles heel of getting at the people behind all this is 9/11. That's where they crossed the line and went too far. That's the zeitgeist. If we could ever expose not only that 9/11 was an inside and an outside job, but who primarily, who had the strongest hand in it, that'd be the end of them. There's nowhere on this planet, in this world, they could hide. And as Dr. David Duke has said, he's running for Senate now, as he has said, I've heard him personally no less than 5, probably as many as 10, 12 times on his show, Monday through Friday, state. And he's kind of careful. He doesn't like to go there, but he says it is Israel's fingerprints are all over 9/11, and that is something we need to look into. He's running for Senate. Please support him. It is DukeForSenate.com, and I sent my money to him today, and it wasn't very much, but I hope everybody will participate. And he is, I think, more so even than Trump, would be a voice, an advocate for the truth.
That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much, Frank. I think we've got one more caller, and I want to give him some time. Mike in North Carolina, you're on.
Unless I've moved to North Carolina, I'm still in South Carolina, Sam.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Mike. We've got just a few minutes left. Go right ahead.
And, John, it's good to talk to you again.
Same here, Mike.
Hey, I'm just going to briefly mention a couple things, and that is that we pretty much knew what was going on and who did it about 2 days after 9-1-1 when the Pentagon was hit with the cruise missile. We knew who did that, and then the dancing Israelis, you can put two and two together right there. That pretty much did it right there.
Mike, we got the last break coming up. We'll have you to the end after the break. Hang on.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back on the alternative media. We've got about 4.5 minutes left. We got Mike in South Carolina. Mike, go ahead. Break interrupted you.
Yeah, I'm not going to do 4.5 minutes. So I'm going to just lay on some more information. That is that Robert from Missouri had some really good points. He always does. I'd like to also add to his collection of wishes that maybe Secretary Lew of the Treasury might want to go ahead and create a brand new $3 bill and put Obama's picture on it. I think that would be most appropriate. One of the other problems we have in this country is the inability, not the inability, but the lack of following laws. it's deliberate, willful, intentional, selective laws that are ruining, have ruined this country. The Department of Justice needs to be held responsible, FBI, Homeland Security, other agencies also involved in this. It's just selective use of laws, and that's what's actually killed this country. What would they call it? They refuse to follow the laws. They're on the books. Department of Immigration, that's number one right there, is your biggest culprit. People who head that up ought to be just burn their houses down, man. We don't need them anymore. They're not protecting the security and the standard of liberty in this country. This is what's happened.
I think that our elected officials should be held accountable for not enforcing the laws that made a mockery out of immigration laws. When someone's murdered by an illegal alien that's come across the border, they should be held responsible as an accessory. John, your thoughts?
I don't know about that, but you brought me back from my cloud here.
We got just a couple minutes left, and I wanted to tell you, John, I always appreciate you joining me. You bring a lot of information, insight, and the listeners love it too. Mike, anything else you'd like to add real quick?
Yeah, two more things real quick. Kate Steiner out there in San Francisco, who was murdered by an illegal, who was with her father on that pier out there, that has not been resolved yet. I would like to see Feinstein turn right around and pay the family appropriate amount. It would cover, not cover it, but it would it'd be a nice start if Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, would write a check for, $6 million. Let's start right there. And we're not going to get America back until you get Israel out of America.
Amen.
Well, we're almost out of time. John, any contact information, anything you would like to give out before we go?
TheRebel.ISIS/Kaminsky. We'll get you to where my new stuff is. I want to thank you for this opportunity. I always enjoy coming on your show, and I especially like your audience, who seem really up to speed on a lot of things, and you can probably take credit for some of that.
I've been doing this for a lot of years, but the RBN audience and the host like Robert and others, I know Robert Ravolt has dedicated not months, but years of study, and it shows when he does his broadcast. And everybody tune in tomorrow night and listen to Robert. Well, we're out of time, and thanks again, John. And until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.